When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Rise and shine, football fans. Start your day the right way with Morning Footy, a podcast that covers every aspect of the global game. Headlines, match previews, analysis, interviews, culture, fashion, and plenty of banter. Join as we track the thrills and spills of Europe's biggest title races, the business end of the Champions League season, a summer packed with international competitions, MLS, NWSL, and much more. Subscribe to Morning Footy.
The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back. Ladies and gentlemen, you know my next guest from the Pitch Perfect movies and the hit new CBS drama So Help Me Todd, which has just been renewed for a second season. Please welcome to The Late Show, Skylar Astin.
That's a warm welcome.
Nice to meet you.
Yes, you too.
Nice to have you here. And congratulations on So Help Me Todd.
Thank you.
It's a big hit. That's really, you already know you're being picked up for another season.
Yeah.
I personally want them to pick you up for another season because I've looked at the minute by minutes. If you have an original show on a Thursday night, our ratings are better here.
Well, we got your back.
Okay.
We got you
but
covered.
But there are weeks where you don't have original shows, and I am here to say, get back to work, Skylar.
I know. I'm sorry. My parents agree with you. Help me, Todd. Yeah, my parents are always upset whenever they're like, what's going on? What's going on? It's a rerun?
Yes.
But, you know, we just got more to film. That's
sure.
All.
People got to sleep sometimes.
That's right.
Now, you are often known by people from the Pitch Perfect movies.
Right.
And do you still... You know, you've done a bunch of stuff. Do you still get stopped on the street for Pitch Perfect?
I do. I think it's something that really struck a chord with people.
Yeah. How do they stop you? What do they do?
They stop me by I didn't even realize I did that. But no, they stop me. They want me to do like the iconic like lines from it and things like that. But I feel like I'm also just like recognizable enough that people think that they know me like personally. So they want to kind of, you know, relate to me in some sort of a way. So they're like, hey, did we spend time in Florida together? And I'm just always like, you know, I don't want
to name... You look like, some people, you look like the kind of guy that I spent some time with Florida with, but we were too up to remember it.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. And I have to go along with it because I don't want to name drop myself. I can't be like, well, I'm the guy from Pitch Perfect. That's why you know who
right,
I am.
Exactly.
So I always just go along with it. And I'm like, yeah, Delray Beach. And they're like, oh, I was thinking more Tallahassee, but yeah, maybe, actually. And I'm just in this, like, awkward conversation just because I can't tell people who I am.
Wow. Do they then, like, say, hey, let me get you a drink? Anything nice?
Oh, I've been to several family reunions because of it. You get deep enough. If you get deep enough, then there's no turning back.
Let me ask you an important question. Mm-hmm. When did you first know you were a celebrity?
Maybe it's right now, honestly. I've never gotten so many applause breaks. Yeah, I think it was just like the growing success of the movie, and yeah. I also was prepped for it because I did start out on Broadway, so I've had some sort of a fame in a bubble, and then I understood that then I ride the subway home just like everyone else, and you know they have the playbill and they're like, that's not the guy from the thing.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah,
nothing like a Broadway theater.
That's
though.
True.
Is like we're very lucky to be able to do this show in a Broadway theater.
Yes,
and. What is it you love most? Is it how glamorous the backstage is at a Broadway theater?
Yeah, people don't realize about Broadway shows. It's so beautiful, and the second you step into the wings, it's just like a building from the 1800s that just is completely crawling with mold. But I think that's also that's also the charm.
The rats are unionized.
That's right. That's right. We support the local rat unions.
How did you first discover musical theater?
I actually auditioned for a local production in my community of Godspell, written by Stephen Schwartz. Wow, no applause break for Godspell. I'm very... thank you. No, because actually...
Well, we're really Jesus Christ Superstar
fans.
Oh,
really?
Day by day is fine, but
it's a little soft. I understand that in your favorite one, Jesus is a bit of a rock star, so I understand.
Yeah.
But I mean,
he was.
I get it. He was kind of a big deal, but
sure. You don't get those abs from folk music.
That's very true. There's no mandolin in his workout routine. Mm-hmm. But oh, bless the Lord, my soul, bro. Come on.
Let's move on.
I understand.
Okay, now, as we said before, you're starring in the CBS drama, So Help Me Todd, hit drama.
Come on.
And, okay, so for the people out there who know, who is Todd and who is he so helping?
So, Todd is a private investigator who's been stripped of his licenses for some illegal activity, and he now has to go to work for his high power attorney mother, played by the incredible Marsha Gay Harden.
There you go.
And so, yes. Or as I like to call her, Mar Gay Har. And so we, I really do actually. I can't believe I get away with it every day. And, so we are a mother and son, and we kind of have to navigate our fractured relationship, but also navigate solving cases together. So there's a lot of bickering along the way, a lot of mispronunciations of apps and all the things that you do with your mother and your son, you know.
Well, here is a better picture. This is you and your actual mother.
Oh, that's
mother
the real
right
mom.
There.
That's Meryl.
And do you think. Do you think you two could work together? You, your actual mom?
I think we could. I mean, we obviously love each other. So, I honestly, traveling would be difficult because my mom is very particular about her diet and her packing and her overpacking. And she actually has an entire suitcase, I'm not kidding, of cantaloupes because she picks them at the market and is very particular. We literally went to France once with a whole suitcase of cut-up cantaloupe. Yeah,
You cannot bring fruits or vegetables into France.
I'm aware. It was actually...
You might as well just strap heroin around your waist.
Well, speaking of that, No. It actually does escalate because she also travels with this non-dairy creamer. And for people who don't know, non-dairy creamer is a white powder that she always carries around in this little, like, Tupperware thing. And so she's a huge flight risk because she's always stopped by TSA because what does that look like? And she's always pulled into some sort of a back room and my dad and I have to be like, no, you don't understand. She's not a drug lord. She's just very particular about her creamer. And and so I guess that would be the only risk in working with her because it would take some time.
And why cantaloupe? That's a trash fruit.
By the way...
It's trash food. It's only put on buffets to fill out the table.
It's filler. It is filler.
Yeah.
I'm a grapes, strawberries, blueberries kind of guy. Any melons is filler.
This is why you're a star.
That's all. Thanks.
Skylar. So Help Me Todd airs Thursday nights at 9 p.m. on CBS. Skylar Astin, everybody. Thank you for listening to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert. Just one more thing. If you want to see more of me, come to the Late Show YouTube channel for more clips and exclusives.
Hey, everyone. It's David Duchovny. Do you ever feel like a failure? Trust me, I get it. Hell, I've spent my whole life almost feeling like a failure. It's appropriate, though, because on Fail Better, my new podcast with Lemonada Media, exploring the world of failure, how it holds us back, propels us forward, and ultimately shapes our lives, is the whole point. Each week, I'll chat with artists, athletes, actors, and experts about how our perceived failures have actually been our biggest catalysts for growth, revelation, and even healing. Through these conversations, I hope we can learn how to embrace the opportunity of failure and fail better together. Fail Better is out on May 7th, wherever you get your podcasts.
Calling all benders and non-benders alike. Jump into the epic world of Avatar with your favorite podcast, Avatar: Braving the Elements. Hosted by me, Janet Varney.
And me, Dante Bosco. Each week we'll recap and discuss a new episode.
So come join us and our amazing guests, from creators to cast to superfans, to chat about all things Avatarverse.
It's Fire Nation time. Book of Fire. Let's go. Listen to Avatar: Braving the Elements
wherever you get your podcasts.